Connecticut Governor John Rowland is resigning 6 months after he admitted to lying about accepting free renovations to his cottage paid for by state contractors. Although Rowland's resignation will put an end to impeachment proceedings, the governor could still be indicted on federal corruption charges. From member station WNPR in Hartford, Av Harris reports.
When this scandal broke, Rowland insisted he would never resign because he hadn't committed a crime or done special favors for contractors. But documents released during impeachment hearings appear to show the financially strapped governor took free services and major gifts from political appointees and state contractors to fund a lifestyle beyond his means. These are the same kinds of allegations being investigated by federal prosecutors. One former Rowland aide has pleaded guilty to steering contracts in exchange for bribes. But Rowland made no mention of any of this last night when, with his wife Patty by his side, he stepped before television cameras to announce his resignation.
The months leading to this decision have been difficult for all of us. I acknowledge that my poor judgment has brought us here.
For one of the longest-serving governors in the history of the state, Rowland's resignation speech was remarkably short, and he never made an apology. Instead, he touted his accomplishments like revitalizing cities and strengthening the state's colleges and universities. But Connecticut Democratic Party Chairman George Jepson was disappointed in the speech.
I really thought the governor owed it to the people of Connecticut to step up to the plate and sincerely apologize for his failures and to offer some explanation for why it occurred, and they received neither.
For months, Governor Rowland has said that he wanted to tell his side of the story, but he sued to block a subpoena for his testimony in the impeachment inquiry, claiming it was an unconstitutional encroachment on his executive powers. But on Friday, the Connecticut Supreme Court said Rowland could be compelled to testify, and according to his aides, Rowland decided over the weekend to leave office.
The governor was caught between a rock and a hard place, and he didn't have anywhere else to turn.
Daniel Small is a former federal prosecutor who specializes in public corruption.
The problem is he doesn't know exactly what the federal prosecutors have by way of evidence, and so he would risk making things worse by giving testimony that could be contradicted later on. Normal advice during a criminal investigation to any target would be keep your mouth shut, and if you have to, take the Fifth Amendment until you know what's going on.
But Small says that is almost impossible for any politician to do, especially in the midst of an impeachment inquiry. And while resignation ends the threat of impeachment, Rowland could still face criminal charges. To many watching the scandal unfold in Connecticut over the last few months, including Ellen Tytwa and John Madry of New London, yesterday's news was anticlimactic.
I just think he really should have done it sooner before he cost the state this much money. All the other state employees cannot take gifts or any giving back to them for services that they give. They don't take anything. Why should he be allowed?
It's a just reward. I think he'd done wrong, and those people in the public office should be expose us doing this wrong.
Politicians from both parties say they hope Rowland's resignation will allow Republican Lieutenant Governor Jody Rell to restore the public's trust in government. But with a criminal indictment against Rowland a possibility, and two former Connecticut mayors currently in jail, that will likely prove a difficult task. For NPR News, I'm Av Harris in Hartford.